This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The Dutch supermarket chain Ahold Delhaize, which owns Stop and Shop and Peapod in the U.S., hoped to have all its retail outlets cleaned by robots within 5 years. A hospital in southern Denmark is using robots to replace orderlies in delivering supplies to nurses and doctors. A dozen health advocacy groups and individuals have petitioned the FDA to ban lead acetate from hair dyes. Canada and Europe already have done so. Studies show it is readily absorbed through the skin and can cause toxic levels of lead to accumulate in the blood, common in products like Grecian formula. Billionaire family behind Purdue Pharma that makes OxyContin is the Sacklers, who, according to the New Yorker, are largely hiding behind philanthropy, though none of their contributions are going towards drug treatment or education. A psychology survey found that people would rather go to jail than lose their reputation. McDonald's is introducing digital ordering kiosks that are expected to replace human cashiers at 5,500 restaurants by the end of 2018. Since 1999, 200,000 Americans have died from overdoses related to OxyContin and other prescription opioids. According to the American Society for Addiction Medicine, 4 out of 5 people who try heroin today started out with prescription painkillers. U.S. timber producers believe that competition from illegally imported timber is costing them $1 billion per year. The Environmental Investigation Agency is a nonprofit with 30 staffers that tracks illegal timber to its final sale and has stopped timber trafficking from Honduras from being used in the U.S. capital, though not stopping them at Mar-a-Lago. Over the past 28 years, there have been 2,102 people found to be wrongfully convicted in the United States, according to the National Registry of Exonerations. Education Department under Secretary DeVos is considering revising the Obama policy of canceling student debt, where for-profit colleges defrauded the students. The department is now working on a plan that would only partially pay some relief. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents people's news about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.